listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com. Bean Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show, Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email canontn@dtccom.net.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog?
What? What?
Cat.
Aww.
Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, and sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, we're about ready to get underway here at DeKalb Middle School as the Cannon County Lionettes take on the DeKalb Middle Saints. This is game number 7 for the Lionettes, and Cannon County has won the tip-off, and they throw it away immediately. That's Hendrickson to step in the lane, and a foul. When the ball actually goes out of bounds, it's just no foul. Right side, number 22, that's AG, missed the shot. Rebound falls out to DeKalb, and there is going to be a foul this time. That's going to be on number 10. Inbound, and it's taken away. Layup coming up, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, goes back to Cannon County. Or goes back to, I'm sorry, DeKalb. Here's number 13, that's Adcock. Working against Addison Estes. Estes briefly took it away. Henderson got it back. Shot up by Hendrickson, no good. The rebound into DeKalb's hands. That's 22. AG, her put back, no good. And AG gets the rebound, and it's a held ball. Left side pass right through the hands of Rollins. Inbound. Full court press slapped on by Cannon County. No score early on. And are they going to... A timeout going to be called by DeKalb. Couldn't get the ball inbounds. Thought they were going to get the 5-second call. Quickly called timeout. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
Ball comes in bounds, and here comes DeKalb County with it. Overthrows and a turnover, number 2 for the Lady Saints. Cannon's got one turnover. There's no score as the clock. They haven't stopped. They didn't stop it. Now they stop it. You got a 429 and counting. There's a clock malfunction, I think. Shot up by Rollins is good. So Emery Rollins scores the first two for Cannon. Rollins gets the steal on the other end. Estes feeds it on over to Foster. Foster couldn't get it to finish. She'll be fouled, though. Foul going on Bullard, number 21. That'll be her first personal. No, I'm sorry there. So there's a turnover there that said over and back on Cannon, and DeKalb will inbound it. Top of the key comes AG, right side to Hendrickson. Hendrickson tries to drop it down low. The ball knocked out of bounds by Mason. 2-0 the score. Cannon with the lead. Inbound, top of the key to Adcock. Sophie delivers it over to A.G., wide open three. It's an air ball. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Caldwell. Here's Estes, goes over to Muse. Muse. And the ball is thrown away. The Cab comes up with the basketball. Lady Saints trail 2-0 early on, and that's going to be A.G. driving, and she's fouled. Not for sure who they called the foul on. But it is Cannon foul, so that's their second. Here's a free throw by A.G. It's good. Second one, one of two for A.G. 2-1 with 3:20. One left to go as Muse misses a shot and DeKalb's got the rebound. Here's A.G. Flips it over. Three on the way from Caldwell, won't go. Big time box out over there on the but it'll be Cannonball. Inbound. Here's Addison Estes. Estes, top of the key, stops, pops, three, got it. Estes had 28. And the throwaway on the other end. Fourth turnover by DeKalb. Estes will bring it up. Right side. Here's a three from Foster. Short. Rebound by Mason. Clears it over in the corner to Rollins, who drops off another two. She's got four. 7-1, 2:25. Left to go in the first quarter and a steal. Muse fires a three. Might have been hit as she shot the ball. No whistle. Here comes DeKalb with it. Long pass over and out of the hands of number 13, Adcock. Substitutions coming in for DeKalb. And a travel. Fourth turnover for Cannon. Number 20 is Hannah Tobit. And a pass deflected, picked up by Estes over to Muse. Muse with the layup. It's good. Her first two with a minute 50. And they're going to call a foul on Estes for reaching in on the other end. Minute 44 left to go in the first quarter. Cannons rattle off a 9-1 lead over to Cab County. Over in the corner, shot up by Hendrickson's missed, and Muse comes down with the board. Naomi stops around the three-point line, delivers it back to Foster. Deep three-pointer missed. But there is Mason with the putback. She can't get it to go. And Agee's got the rebound. Long pass over to number 13, Adcock, who lost it on the way down. Here comes A.G. wide open. Three, got it. Four for A.G. Nine, four. And a pass. And actually, there's going to be a foul called against the cap. Free throw is up, no good by Macy Foster. Bring in number 44, Addie Smith. Second free throw. Foster hits it. 10-4 with a minute one. DeKalb with the basketball, cross courts it over the top. Another throwaway, the seventh turnover by the Lady Saints with 47 seconds left to go. Inbound, Estes comes down with it. Estes, long pass underneath. Rollins put back, no, by Smith. Second put back by Smith, no good. Rebound kicked around and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lionettes. 10-4 the score. Long pass from Agee over to Caldwell. Down on the baseline, number 32, Aldino. And it's tipped out of bounds. It'll remain DeKalb County ball on the miss. Agee will inbound underneath their own basket. Top of the key pass. Comes back to Agee on the corner for three. Rattled out. Rebound, Muse. Quick outlet. Got Estes. Estes going in for the layup. Short. Rebound by Agee. Agee coming back the other way. Finds Tobit. Tobit ball fakes but travels in the process. Inbound. Estes, 5 seconds. Got Rollins. Rollins with a runner way off the mark. Smith with the putback. No foul. And that's the end of quarter number one. Cannon's got the small lead, 10-4. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more. Cannon Rock Radio.
Manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine. You're listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Again, we're here 10-4 going into quarter number two. Lionettes with the lead. It'll be Estes along with Foster, Smith, Rollins, and Muse to start for the second quarter. Tobit, Aldino, Caldwell, Adcock, and Agee. Adcock pops a three. Long pass underneath, wide open is Smith. She hammers it home, and a foul. ...12-7, Cannon back up by five. Free throw, missed. And it'll go the other way. DeKalb to inbound. Aldino. Back to Agee, and Agee will bring it up the floor in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound tip. Tobit's got it. Back over to Agee. Agee brings it back to the top of the key. Resets the offense. Agee fires up a three. That one's off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes over to Smith. And the outlet to Muse. Muse across the half court line, top of the key. Goes down to the baseline. Passes. Deflected, but a foul against DeKalb. That'll go against Aldino. As number 12, Caldwell will re-enter the game. Agee will take a seat, so they're taking their leader out with a five-point deficit. Inbound. Over in the corner, Muse for three. Long range, missed it all the way around, and the rebound comes around to the other end, and DeKalb dribbled it. They have no help. And that is going to be another timeout. 5:03, DeKalb has to burn another timeout. We'll take a break and be back with more. Cannon with the 12-7 lead.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
12-7 the score, with 5:03 left to go in this first half. Cannon over DeKalb here in Smithville. Full court press, almost broke, was broke. Rollins picked it off. Here it is over to Estes, and Estes scored her fifth point. Ninth turnover. Muse reaches in for a foul. Inbound comes over to Adcock, and Adcock will set up the play now that Agee's taking a rest on the bench. Now, I guess Agee's back in there, and she stumbles and falls and turns the ball over. Here comes Mason. Mason's shot should have been a contact foul. Cannon will get the ball back underneath their own basket. Muse will trigger it in. Left wing. Top of the key, Estes draws up a three. Long rebound off the miss, and it comes out to DeKalb and Agee. Agee pushing the ball up the floor. Right side finds, that's Caldwell, and Caldwell is run over. Or actually, that's Adcock. And Adcock will step to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. No, she will not. I thought she said five. All right. There's Tobit. Tobit's shot is short. Rollins flips a pass over to Foster. Out to Estes. Estes lays up. Good and a foul. 16-7. .407 left to go in the opening half. Estes trying for the three-point play. And it's no good. She missed the free throw. DeKalb gets the rebound. Lady Saints coming up with it. Agee goes down the baseline, runs it up, runner too hard. Agee gets her own rebound back, puts it up too hard. Rebound this time flipped over to 21. That's Bullard. Cannon gets the loose ball. There goes number one. Estes with her ninth point. Cannon on an 8-0 run. Leads by nine. Rollins travels. Inbound. Tobit. Gives it back to Agee. Agee picked up by Estes. Over in the corner comes Hendrickson. Pass deflected. Tobit has to run it down. Pass, and there's Foster. Nice job. Foster goes up for the layup. It couldn't make it. It was a little bit under pressure, and now Foster, and now they're going to call a foul on Foster. That puts Francis, brings her off the bench to come in. Foster will take a seat. Cab will inbound. There's AG in some trouble. Clears it to Tobit. Tobit, and now they're going to call a foul on Francis. Inbound. It's got to be a jump ball and finally call it. Held ball possession error belongs to the Lionettes. So that's the 11th turnover by DeKalb. Not as bad as Whitworth Buchanan or Central Magnet. In fact, there's a foul there. Foster will inbound. Estes. Pass deflected. And DeKalb picks it up. But then they turn it over. Smith goes to retrieve it. Gets it back to Mason. Estes in the corner for a three. Baseline jumper, no good. The rebound falls into the hands of Mason. Mason thought about a three, but she won't trigger it. 2:23 left to go in first half. It's an 18-7 lead for Cannon. Lionettes basketball. Estes behind the back dribble goes into the paint. Low block, and the ball's knocked out of there, and they said it'll be last touch by Rollins. Inbound, full court press slapped down by the Lionettes. Here's Agee out of the double team, gets it over to Hendrickson. There's Adcock with the three-point shot, no good, as Agee goes for the long rebound, drops it off, and that's a charge. So Agee tried to run over Addie Smith, and Addie Smith was set up in the lane. Here come the Lionettes with the basketball. Pass over the left side baseline. A runner by Mason. She scores her first two. 20-7. And a bad pass would be Addie Smith to collect the turnover. Referee's whistle blows as Mason comes up limping. Foster will check in. Inbound. Pass baseline. Here comes Muse with a runner's too hard. Rebound. Smith again. Yeah, it's Smith. Got her fourth. And a foul, and that was a... They call this on Foster. That's going to be her third. Yeah, they got to go in for Foster. They stuck Foster in the ball game when Mason was hurt. Don't know if they thought that through. Free throw is up and it's no good. By Hendrickson. Hendrickson's second free throw. That one's up and it rolls in. Here's a three from Estes. I say outside the line. Give it to her. Estes with 12. 25-8. And another layup by Estes. Pass Aldino. Bad pass, and it'll be Cannon County ball. Number 11, Haley Moore, is in the ballgame for DeKalb. Drop it down on the low block. Smith trying to turn around, couldn't make it, but there's a rebound and the putback. Inbound. Adcock overthrows Aldino out of bounds. Nine seconds left. Moore re-enters the ball game. 4 seconds. Estes fires up a half-court shot. No good. Cannon goes to the locker room with a 27-8 lead over the DeKalb County Middle School Saints. Put 5 minutes on the clock for halftime. We'll take a break and be back with more in a moment.
It's the inaugural kit.
A turnover. Cannon leads it 27-8. Here's Adcock for DeKalb County. Throws a long pass to Hendrickson. Hendrickson pushes off, no call. Foster's got to be careful with their three fouls. There's a shot by Adcock, no good. The rebound run down by Cannon County. Lionette's basketball over through, and the ball goes back to the Lady Saints. Agee comes to the basketball, gets it, passes it over to Hendrickson, back to a three, no shot, good. Yeah, it was Agee, couldn't see over in the corner. Here's Muse, over to Foster, Mason. Mason now, left wing, drives, drops it down low to Rollins. Rollins has trouble with it, Mason recovers it. Over to three, Foster, shot, no. Rebound tipped in into the hands of Adcock. Adcock reverse dribble, 2-on-1. Nobody there but red maroon jerseys. And they kicked it out of bounds. There's a shot by Agee. Basket's good. Four forty-two left to go in the third quarter. Cannon with a 16-point lead. The pass is batted. Rollins over to Muse. Wide open three hits the back of the iron. And the rebound coming out to Foster. Estes, shot, no. Rollins is short. And here comes Hendrickson the other way. Hendrickson down to the baseline's got Caldwell. Back over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson drives in the paint, puts it up the shot, and it drops in. Hendrickson's first field goal, 27-13. 4:03 as the ball batted out of bounds on the inbound. now a foul on Estes. Inbound. That's Adcock with it. Sophie, pass batted, taken by Muse. Muse driving, pops a shot, couldn't make a fall. But the foul will be on Caldwell. Coming up next after the girls' game, we've got the boys' game. Free throw is up and good by Muse. She has 3 points. Second one bounced off, but the putback is up and good by Rawlings. And out goes Rawlings on the other end, committing the foul. Free throws coming up for AG. As Addie Smith will enter the ball game. AG's second one is good. She connected on both the free throws there and has 9 points. Foster in a blocking foul, going to be called on Hannah Tobit. She'll have to stop play. I guess she's bleeding. Yep. Somehow got a little cut. Got to bandage her up before everything can return. Coming up on November the 10th, Friday morning, it's Veterans Day program at Cannon County High School, inviting all the veterans, whether you're from Canada or not, to come out and be honored. 1 hour program. Breakfast starts at 7:30. Free breakfast at Cannon County High School for veterans. And then right after the Veterans Day program itself, there'll be lunch served to the veterans as AG jumps in the middle of that turnover. Ninth turnover by the Lionettes. AG goes to the right side, drives it inside. Smith goes up with her. Shot blocked, and Estes comes down with the loose ball, and the ball going out of bounds as Caldwell catches up with her. 30-15 the score, Cannon by 15. Muse triggers it up, shot up off the glass, and it rattled out. Rebound, Muse comes up with it. She's held by AG, no call. They go over in the corner. Here's Estes with another three. No good on that attempt. And this Tobit with it. And now Foster's going to get called with the foul. They're going to talk about making good choices before Monday's game. I can guarantee you that. Because they're overplaying on defense. Here's AG flipping it. Got Hendrickson. Hendrickson pulls up the jumper. Long range rebound in the hands of Adcock. Her put back no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds and it will remain. No, it will be cannonball. Pass deflected. No, thrown away. 10th turnover. The Cavs got 14. Here's Hendrickson reversing, getting out of that trap, and she threw it away to Estes. Stops and pops a three. It's short. The ball goes out of bounds. Remains to Cab County basketball. Pass over to Hendrickson. Now Adcock. Right side pass, and Addie Smith really getting on it defensively off the bench. Tips the ball out of bounds. 2:11 left to go in the third. Still the same score. 30-15. They feed it inside to Talbot, and Talbot gets stripped by Estes. Estes one-on-one against Adcock, and Adcock sends her into the concession stand. Addison Estes goes to the free throw line. One up, one in. Substitution coming in for DeKalb. Second free throw. Estes, it bounced off, no good, and 31-15 the score. Estes has got 15. Wow, what a push. Agee steps over and back. That wasn't even a double dribble. Referee's watching the ball, not the feet. Estes with the basketball. Fires a pass into Rollins, and Rollins had the ball knocked out of her hands by Agee. Muse to inbound. Fires it over to Estes. She touched it. And DeKalb will have it underneath their own basket. Aubrey Fuson. Minute 42 is the player who came in for DeKalb. Here's a three on the way, won't go. Rebound ripped by Rollins. Good position by Emery. Here's Mason in the lane, throws it up, and she might have gotten some contact when she went into the lane. Inbounds, and here comes Agee with it. Jordan Long pass, Hendrickson. Hendrickson cross-courts it. There's a three on the way from Agee, or not Agee, but Adcock. It's missed. Muse on the other end knocks down her fifth. 33-15. And a throwaway. It'll be Cannonball. Thirteen turnovers by the Lady Saints. Under a minute to go in the third. Estes fires up a three as she stops and pops it. Smith kept the rebound alive. Rollins with it, and Rollins wants a foul. No contact foul called. Useful inbound underneath the line. It's on basket. There's a three on the way from Mason. That one's going to be a high rebound and slap back to Muse, and Muse lays it in. 35-15. Long pass over in the corner. That's a shot by Fuson. Won't go. The rebound into the hands of Hendrickson. Hendrickson feeds it in, and it's taken away. It should have been a travel by Mason, but should have been a foul called as well. Here comes Estes for three. Got it. 38-15. That's Adcock or Hendrickson. And the ball going the other way after the missed shot. Number 11, Moore, will check back into the ballgame for DeKalb. Not for sure why the possession changed. They called the foul, didn't even come over to the scores table to record the foul. These are high school officials, by the way. At least one of them is. Not for sure about the other one. But they should know better. Now, who's got the ball? Are we going to go 1-1? Or two shots, I'm sorry. You can't go 1-1. We're still trying to figure out what we're doing. We're huddled around the circle like Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it looks like. They're going to say a prayer, and then they're going to award the basketball to DeKalb County. Now they give a two-shot foul. Free throw up, no good. Well, I'm not for sure who picked up the foul. I guess they tagged it on Estes. Because I did see a couple of them holding up the one. Second free throw, got both of them. That was Bullard, 38-16, no, just one. And that's the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth and final quarter of regulation. Cannon in control by 22 over the DeKalb Middle Saints. We'll take a break and be back with more. You're listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on Cannon Career, on Cannon Rock Radio.
Bean Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
Fourth and final quarter of regulation. Cannon County Lionettes lead at 38-16. I gave up 4 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second, doubled the output to 8 in the third. Cannon scored 10 in the first, 17 in the third, and only 9, our second and only 9 in the third. Lionettes basketball. Mason. Estes Mason. Mason baseline. And here's Muse going up strong with it. Couldn't make it stick. Addie Smith. Jump ball. Number 4, Aniston Insel checks in for Cannon. Start the quarter. Pass will go over to number 25, Fuson. Fuson double teamed and almost threw it out, but Addie Smith has really responded well off the bench today. Number 4, Hendrickson will check, 14, Hendrickson checks in. Out goes Fuson. Agee. 22 point lead by the Lionettes. Agee on the baseline, comes off the glass with a soft shot. 11 for AG. Here's Mason getting through the traffic, going in the lane, putting it up, dropping it down. Pretty shot by Mason, protecting the ball. Hendrickson going the other way. Hendrickson over to AG, lost it. Here's Mason the other way, got to finish it, too hard. Rebound pulled down by Moore. Agee, long pass. Got Adcock with the layup, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Cannon. Here's Mason. Flips it over to Insel. Insel with the runner. Comes off the back of the backboard, but Insel gets it back, and they're going to call a foul on Agee. Was Agee in the act of shooting? They're going to say it was on the rebound. Aniston wants to shoot free throws. Muse will sugar it in underneath their own basket. Lob it over to Estes. Estes jumper wide open. Missed the shot and the rebound pulled down by Tobin, who's checked in. Throws it long, but Adcock will chase it down. Bodies on the floor. Here comes Muse, and Muse is tackled by Tobin. Four and a half left to go in this game. Lioness 40 to 18. Here's Muse driving, shot, put up, no, a little 10 footer, won't go, and Henderson grabs the board. Henderson going the other way against Allison Francis, who's checked in, now to AG. AG gonna drive, lane wide open, couldn't make it fall, rebound, put up and in by AG, as she doesn't give up on the play, and she'll go to the line to try to complete a 3-point play. AG's free throw gives her point number 14, and a timeout going to be called for DeKalb County. With timeout, we'll take one as well. 40-21, Cannon County on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Got 4:07 left. It's been a long 2 minutes in this fourth quarter. 40-21 the score. Glad to have you along with us tonight. We're going to do a lot of games, either video or audio. High school basketball, we're going to try to do video because there's more room. We wouldn't have been able to do video here. Do what? Oh, the cheerleaders are doing amazing. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You've even got one that's not a cheerleader that's standing right by the cheerleaders over there. That's how impressive she is with the cheerleaders. Yeah. Foster fouled by Hendrickson. Inbound. Muse underneath Foster. She's fouled. No call. Hendrickson was all over her back, and Estes falls down. Here comes AG taking advantage of everything. Scores a 16th. The lead drops down to 14 or 17. Bad pass and ouch. Talbot knows she was in the middle of it. Give her some Tylenol, she'll be okay. 3:41 left to go. 30-23. Muse to inbound. Muse bounce pass. Estes knocked out of bounds by Moore. We're not talking about the basketball. We're talking about Estes. Ball goes out too. Foul on Moore. Inbound. Estes has got it. Leads over to Moore. Back over to Muse. Muse drops it inside. Ball denied. Pass denied by... And a foul coming over to Muse, who came over late and hit AG. 3:33 left to go in the game. Cannon going to 7-0 if they can keep this lead. In the final 3:33, Smith will check in. Rollins will take a seat. Updated schedule next week. East Middle in Woodbury. November 14th on a Tuesday will be Rock Springs, and that'll be the last game for 13 days for this Cannon County group. We'll cover both those by Cannon Rock Radio as well. The latter game on the 14th is the coming home game. As ball stripped, Cannon's got it. Here's Muse in the paint. No look pass. AG traveled with it. Yeah, red team because you traveled with it. But they say it's out of bounds as AG touching the last. Age is getting a little talked to by the official. I don't know what went on there. Mutual inbound. Dropping it over to Estes, and she found a way to knock it down. Tough shot by Estes. Three players on top of her defensively. And they're going to nail that, tag that foul on AG. And that might be five. It is. She knocked down the free throw. Addison as she goes to the bench. There's a bad pass, actually a travel by Houston that wasn't called. Lead is 20. Inbound. Houston drops it down in the corner for a three, no good. Addison Insel is checked in and Hendrickson draws a bunch of air on that shot. Inbound. And that pass was intended for Francis. Francis didn't realize it, I don't think. 3 minutes to go. Cannon with a 20-point lead. Pass down in the corner, and Francis and number five, who's checked in. Lakeland Nelson. Collide. Inbound Nelson. Top of the key, Hendrickson. Now over to Adcock. Adcock runner. No good. Tried to save it. Ball goes out of bounds. Inbound. Estes. Pass. Francis has got it. Francis is tripped. Francis lost the ball out of bounds to Cab Ball. Here's Adcock getting around Muse. Throws a pass to Houston, and Houston lost it. Actually, that was Moore. Caldwell will re-enter the game. Moore will go take a seat. 43-23, 20-point lead, 2:32 left to go in the game. Estes with the basketball. Estes' defender fell down. Estes shot. No good. Rebound. Smith triggers it back to Addison. Over in the corner, left side, Insel dumps it down to Muse. Muse triple team, throws one up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Smith comes up with a loose ball, puts it up, and is fouled. Free throw by Smith up, no good. They can keep working with Addie Smith. She's got the tools. I think she's seventh grade, if I remember right. Second free throw, no good, but she's got a little bit of size on her. She can use that and develop a shot, a go-to shot. Cannon will benefit from that because she's a good rebounder. She's a good hustler. She's caused havoc in the lane and a lot of turnover opportunities for the Lionettes. Pass over in the corner. That's going to be Caldwell. Her jumper up, no good. Number three will run down the basketball. As the Cavs into their bits, that's Fusion with the putback. Won't go. Bellum. Zuli Bellum, number three. And it's almost another turnover. So we got a Zuli, and by the way, we've got a Jerusalem Aldino on the DeKalb County team. There's a pass batted in. It's taken by Muse. Muse is slapped. No call. Muse going up for the layup, and it's no good. Too hard. Too ran in too quick. Here is Bellum. Bellum out to number four, who's checked in as well. We'll get a name for you with a minute 29. And now Addison Estes going to get called for the foul on number four, Reagan Williams. Williams will go to the free throw line for two shots. One up, one in. Williams eyes that second one, puts it up, it's short. Rebound, though, comes into the hands of Nelson. Clears it back over to Williams. Williams threw it into a pack. Shot no good. It's just a scramble free-for-all, and here comes Francis with it over to Estes. Couldn't convert the layup. Insel trying to get the rebound, loose ball, and now they're going to call a out-of-bounds last touch by Estes. .105 left to go. Pass over to Fusen, delivers it back to Williams. Williams. And a timeout going to be called by the Cavs. 43-24 to score. We'll take a break and be back with more in just a moment.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email cannontn@dtccom.net.
Shooting free throws is number four, Reagan Williams. She was one of two moments ago. Cannon leads by 19, 43-24. Free throw by Williams is up, and it goes in. She missed the second one. Scramble for the rebound, and it comes out to DeKalb, and the Lady Saints will go back to the free throw line as Addie Smith. Nelson. Smith picked up the foul. It's Nelson's turn to shoot free throws. Free throw one up, good. .43-26. Second one, nothing but net. .43-27. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch by DeKalb. Or by Cannon, I'm sorry. So another turnover. Here's a pass inside. Shot no good this time. Cannon's got it. Throws it out. Foot race, and Houston wins that one as it's more toward her side. Gets it over to Williams, and Williams threw it away. Estes with the basketball. Estes reverses. Gets by Houston, drops in the lane, tries a little scoop layup. Ball is denied, but Estes gets the ball back and pops in her 25th. Top of the key comes Williams. Long range three, and it's good by Fuson. And a 30-second timeout. Why call a 30-second timeout with 2 seconds left on the clock and a 15-point deficit? I mean, I know, you know, he's probably in the huddle saying, hey, look, we won this quarter 14-7. But what he doesn't realize is he had players for Cannon in foul trouble. And an injury, by the way, to number 30, Mason, but she's back in now. 2 seconds left to throw it over to Estes, and that'll be the end of it. So whatever they took the timeout for wasn't really necessary. 45-30, Cannon by 15. We will take a break for music and rejoin you with the boys game in a moment. The Saints will have possession of it. Number 5, Elliot Barnes. Get the ball back. Come off the screen, and Barnes puts up the shot. No good. Cannon with the rebound. Here's Alexander, Miles Alexander, fires up a three, half court, nailed it. Three nothing, 5:17. Pass inside it goes. Number 35 missed it. It'll be picked up by Odom, and Odom will come in, and Gary and Gibbs will get called for the foul. It'll put Elliott to the free throw line. One up, one in. Second free throw, no good. But DeKalb gets the rebound. Up to Moore, top of the key, being guarded by Alexander. Alexander got a hand on it, stolen by Sism. Back to Alexander, layup no, but he might have been contacted. Here's Sellers with it, and he puts it up and in. 5-1. 444 as number 4, JT Summers, responds with a shot. Here's Alexander for 3. Won't go. Rebound into the hands. Cannon got it back, though. There's a shot up by Sellers. Won't go. And the rebound pulled down by the Cap. Alexander steps in the passing lane. Gets it back. Head fake. Throws it up. Won't go. Long pass going the other way. Here's the layup. It's good. 5 up. Alexander with a nice pass shuffled it over to Sellers. And Sellers, 3:46 to go in the first quarter. In the paint comes Elliott. Kicks it back out top of the key. Number 4, Summers, and a timeout going to be called by DeKalb County. 7-5. Cannon by 2 with 3:32 left to go in the opening quarter of play.
The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
7-5 the score, 3:32 left to go in the opening quarter. DeKalb County ball. Bad pass, Sellers got it. Sellers racing, layup good. Sellers with 6. Here's Elliott Barnes. Barnes gets rid of it into Moore's hands. Moore went over and back. Cannonball. Cannon basketball. Left side. Gibbs for 3. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound by Odom for DeKalb. And DeKalb on the run. As it'll go over to Barnes. Barnes lost it. Still a loose ball, and Alexander picks it up. Miles for Cannon. Ball fakes left side. Now goes left side to Gibbs, and Gibbs couldn't hang on to it. Here's number 5, Barnes, bringing the ball up the floor. Comes across half court. Barnes comes off the screen, drives inside. Gibbs reaches in, ties it up. Cannonball. Number 23 has checked in for DeKalb. That is Hayden Quarles. Down on the baseline comes Miles Alexander. Back over. Here's a 3. It's an air ball. And the rebound by DeKalb. 4-point lead for Cannon. Number 1, Odom for 3. That one rimmed out. Rebound out to Sellers. Outlet pass. Here's Gibbs. Gibbs on the breakaway. Missed the layup. On the other end, we got Barnes in the lane. Puts it up and brings DeKalb County back within 2. Alexander with the basketball to the right side. Comes Gibbs. Gibbs stops. Feeds it back over to Miles in the corner. He drops it off underneath to Sellers, and Sellers drops it in on the low block. Barnes coming the other way for DeKalb. Right side pass taken away by Garrett. Here comes Alexander. Bounce pass. Ethan Sism, and Sism lays it in. Barnes with the basketball. Now comes off the screen. Barnes goes in the lane and lost it on the way down. They set it off his leg and cannonball. Brody Franklin will check in for Cannon for Corbin Garrett. Seconds left to go in the first. 13-7, the Lions by six. Over in the corner, Gibbs for three. Couldn't hit it. Rebound. Nice job by Sellers to keep it alive. Alexander's got it. Backs it up. Here's Alexander. He's got five. 15-7. Long pass. Picked up by Summers. Summers having trouble with it. Summers wheels around, throws up a... Oh, my goodness. Well, number one, when you call a foul like that, make sure your guy isn't going to rebound the ball. He rebounded the ball. That should have been a no call. Left side, if Miles sneezed on him in the first place. Underneath it goes, shot up. That was more aggressive than anything else. 15-7 at the end of one. Cannon's got the 8-point lead over the rival. We'll be back with more in a moment. Cannon Rock Radio on Zeno Bean Radio Machine app.
Specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury, or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
Back here, we're ready for the second quarter. Cannon leads by eight. DeKalb has a big kid. About 6'4", maybe. I would say eighth grader. He's not playing. He looked like he's got some skills, though, so I don't know what the situation is. You know, Rockville had a big kid, too. They didn't play him much. Inbound. Quarles will get it over to Elliot Barnes to start the second quarter. Barnes comes off the screen, and they're going to call a foul on number 35, Preston Taylor, for an illegal screen. Alexander, baseline pass on the wing. Miles for three. Air ball, rebound, scramble for it. And DeKalb comes away with it. That's going to be Odom, and as he turned around, he lost it. Sellers driving it, missed the layup. In the hands of bodies flying everywhere. Whose ball is it? DeKalb. Summers will check in, and out goes Taylor. Inbound, and Gibbs took it away. Missed the layup.
And another loose ball picked up this time. There's the layup by Sism. And a timeout called by the Cavs. 17-7, Cannon goes up by 10.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cannon has outscored, has gone on an 8-0 run. Right now, they actually leading back to the first quarter. Lead it by 10, 17-7. Turnovers. Been the name of the game. Full court press. Almost stolen. Overthrown. And Summers will save it. And a 10-second violation. Garrett will check back in. I think Franklin's coming out. Inbound, Alexander's got it. Miles coming off the screen from Sellers. Sellers flashes open. The pass goes back out to Gibbs, and Garion couldn't hit the three. Loose ball and right through Garrett's hands. DeKalb County basketball. Summers, and now they're going to call a foul on Sellers. Inbound. That's a 5-second call. Yep, sure is. Barnes couldn't find any of his teammates open. Miles Alexander with the basketball for Cannon. 4:42 left to go in the first half. Bounce pass over to Gibbs. Drops it off lower block. Sellers off the block. Score. 19-7. Pass inside. Sellers knocks it away. Sellers has got it. Got a finish, and he did. 12 for Sellers. 21-7. Pass deflected. Here comes the Lions defense again. Over in the corner, the jot is short. Rebound. Fighting for it. Couldn't get it. Summers got it. Spins in the lane. Drops it down. 21-9. .355 left to go in the first half. Cannon with a 21-9 lead. Miles Alexander in the lane with a little scoop layup. Won't go. Rebound comes out. Here's Anthony Moore again. Anthony driving it. His layup is good. 21-11 over and back. He stepped on the line. Turn the ball back over to DeKalb. So DeKalb on a 4-0 run of their own. Inbound. Right side. That's Barnes. Barnes pass deflected. And it's over and back. Ethan Sism will inbound it over to Miles Alexander. And Alexander brings it across the half court line. Right side, here's a three from Gibbs under pressure, won't go. Garrett tried to keep it alive, but right into the hands of number 10 Moore. Anthony falls down, throws it away. Sellers over now to Alexander. Miles chases it down, back to Sism. Sism, Alexander's. Miles ball fakes but travels as he makes the move to the basket on the baseline. 3:07 left to go in the first half. Cannon by 10, 21-11. Inbound coming up from DeKalb. That's Summers. He lost it. Should be line ball. Alexander didn't touch it. Or if he did, he touched it last, late. And they're going to give it to Cannon, I think. Yep. Miles will trigger it in. Gibbs. Miles Alexander. Top of the key, Gibbs. Can he hit it? That one's no good, but there's a foul away from the basketball. And that's going to be Corbin Garrett. That shot will fall for Gibbs more than he takes him. He's just got to find a rhythm, find a spot on the floor. Inbound. 10-point lead. Number 11, who's checked in the ballgame, we'll get a name for you here in a moment, clears it back out. They've also got Hayden Quarles in the ballgame. Here's Barnes. Clears it. Quarles. Quarles. Over to Summers. Summers spins in the lane. Shot blocked by Garrett. Kicked by Sellers. Goes out of bounds. Cannonball. Eleven is Hartley Hanna. As Taylor re-enters the ball game, ball goes out of bounds, thrown away by Cannon. Andrew Alexander comes in. Alexander, the maroon shirt. You can wear white, black if you're the visiting team, a t-shirt that is. And here's a three coming up from Moore. It's an air ball. Cannon basketball. Different color. You got to wear black or black if you're an opponent. Alexander with the basketball comes off the screen from Sellers. He stops and almost traveled, and he did. I didn't think he traveled. I didn't think he moved that pivot foot far enough. Referee disagrees with me. 21-11, minute 54, Cannon by 10. Here's number 11, Hannah, tries to pass top of the key for a three. That one's too hard, and there is a rebound by Sism. Alexander working against Quarles. He'll back up on Quarles. Now go to the right side. Go in the lane. Pass it over to Sism. Get the ball back. Minute 27. Alexander fires it down to Sism. Ethan underneath. Garrett finishes it off. 23-11. Coming the other way. Pass deflected. Nice job by Garrett again. Carter Melson in the ballgame for DeKalb. Inbound. Quarles back to Barnes underneath. Got Taylor. Taylor shot missed. Sellers just muscles it away. Out to Andrew Alexander. Andrew gonna drive and a foul. Well, I think it was Andrew's first year in football this year. Came away, I believe, with four interceptions. Three consecutive games he had an interception. Now he's taking his talents over to basketball. I think this is his first year in basketball, too, for the middle school team, as there's a foul on Nelson. Clock Carter picks up his first. Inbound. Pass over to Andrew. Clears it back to Garion. Garion left side. Miles Alexander drives and he's fouled and goes to the free throw line. So Alexander goes to the free throw line for two shots. One up, one in. Miles has only got five, now six. Seventh free throw, or second free throw rattled out. Sellers with the rebound and the putback. 26-11. Summers. Shot, good. They let Summers dribble the whole way, looking at the floor. He wasn't even looking where he was and just somehow made it. The left side, Gibbs got it underneath to Garrett. Garrett is mauled. They called the foul on technical. They called a technical foul on number four, JT Summers. So Miles Alexander shoots free throws. Cannon will get the ball back. Miles, one up, one in. Second free throw. Got both of them. 28-13, 15-point lead for the Lions. Inbound. Alexander with the basketball. Miles comes out the screen from Sellers. Goes to the left side. Andrew collects it. Gives it back to Miles. Long range. Three at the buzzer and it missed. 28-13 though. Cannon in control by 15 over the DeKalb County Middle School Saints. We'll take a break, come back with third quarter action.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show, Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email canontn@dtccom.net.
Best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Same in a different way.
listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Ready for third quarter, 28-13 the score in favor of the Lions over the Tigers. And here comes number five, Elliot Barnes, with the ball across half court, and he's pushing off. Inbound. Miles Alexander will bring it up. Alexander left side to Gibbs. Gibbs down the baseline. They find Sellers open, and he's pushed from behind by Taylor. And so Preston Taylor will have a foul nailed to him. Free throw coming up. It's good. Sellers will get another one. That one rattled out. And here comes DeKalb on the run with it. Barnes with the basketball. Elliott going to go to his left side. Now give it top of the key to number 10, Anthony Moore. Moore trying to pass to Summers. Summers had to run it down. So he lost it. Right side back to Moore. Moore with a little jumper. Won't go. Rebound. Garrett tips it to Gibbs. And here comes Alexander with the basketball. Alexander top of the key. Going to flip it over to Gibbs. Garion on the right wing. Inside Sellers. Sellers turnaround jumper. No good. And now Sellers goes in to crash the board and climb the back of Moore. The Cab with the basketball. Full court press. Moore gets it across the timeline over to Barnes. Barnes pass deflected into the hands of Garrett. Cannon with the basketball, but now Gibbs lost it. Moore will pick it back up. Anthony finds Barnes. Elliott in the paint, and now a foul on Alexander. 4:21 left to go in the third. 16-point lead as this third quarter has just started. Andrew Alexander will check in. Ethan Powell will take a seat. Well, no. Oh, he's bleeding. So he'll go to the locker room. Inbound. Over in the corner. They shovel it inside. Taylor's got it. Taylor. Actually, that's Summers. Summers shot no good. Gets his own board. Clears it out to Barnes. Barnes with a little runner, and he knocked it down. Four for Barnes. 29-15. 4 minutes left in the third. Turnover. And it'll be DeKalb ball. Inbound. Elliott Barnes with the basketball. Barnes pushing off twice. Sweeping with that hand. He's still sweeping. Right side, and now they're going to call Alexander, which they should have called pushing on number on Barnes. Barnes made full length arm contact. You can't do that. You can do hand sweeps, but they can't be extended arms like that, and that's what Barnes was doing. Should have been the other way. Inbound, and Gibbs is going to take it. Corals climbed the back on that one. Gibbs steps up, shot good. And a timeout going to be called by Cannon as Gibbs knocks down his first 2 points of the game.
The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills, and trusts.
probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
Ethan Sism looked like he's going to be okay coming out of the locker room. He got hit in the mouth, it looks like. They got it under control. Although Sism's going back to the locker room, it looks like. Brody Franklin is in for Cannon County. So they got Franklin and Garrett in. As here's Summers. Summers goes in the lane, scores and a foul. And they call that one on Franklin. Summers will go for a three-point play. Summers eyes the free throw and missed it. Garrett lost it, but it was last touched by DeKalb. Sism comes out of the locker room. He's going to be okay. They're going to let him come back in here momentarily. Alexander Miles double pumps and is fouled going in by Taylor. And Miles will go to the free throw line for two shots. Free throw one, good. Nine for Miles. Second free throw. Just as good as the first. Miles with 10. 33-17. Here's number 11. That's Hannah. Drives it in. Clears to clear it back out to Moore. Moore with a 15-footer. Missed it. And a travel. And Summers hit the floor hard, but he's going to be okay. Inbound. Cannonball. Miles Alexander right side. Gibbs, who hit a two. Missed the three. But there's Garrett to clean it up. Knock it down for the 35th point of the night for Cannon. Here's a three on the way the other end, and Summers will go run it down. Number 11, Hannah. Look, no, Reva, our shot dropped in by number one, Cooper Odom, his first two. 35-19. Cannon by 16. Pass inside. Franklin turns around. Nice move by Franklin. Missed the shot. He didn't know where he was. Here's Odom. Odom out to Moore. Moore going for the layup. No good. Summers one arms the rebound. Gets underneath. Better position. Shot no good. And the rebound this time will go to Cannon County. And a foul on number four, Summers. Miles Alexander, Franklin throws the screen. Miles fights to the screen, double and a foul. Probably, no, they're going to call that on who? 23? Not for sure who that foul was called on. Might have been one Odom for reaching in. Alexander going to the free throws, missed one. And now number 12 checks in for the DeKalb County Saints. Reed Midget. Second free throw, Alexander short, but the rebound, and Midget squeaks. Sneaks in there and grabs the rebound over the other way, and that's going to go to number one, Cooper Odom. Yeah, Here's a three for Sism. Won't go. Rebound and good position by number 11. Made Franklin climb the back. And it's bonus time for DeKalb. As number 11 Hartley Hannah will check to the free throw line. Free throw one up. Good, dropped in. Second free throw by Hannah. And that one's no good, but the rebound. Run down by Sism. He just throws it blindly and threw it away. Long pass. Here is Cooper. Odom missed a shot. Midget gets the rebound. Out. No good on that one either. And this time a rebound and a putback for Moore is good. Seven a run for DeKalb. Missed the free throw. The Lions missed. It'll be Cannonball. So Cannon is in bonus. And Ethan Sism will go to the free throw line. He's got four. Made it. Second free throw. Rattles around, drops out. And a foul going against Miles Alexander. So this might be a long third quarter with a minute 10 left, both teams in bonus. Thanks to that new rule. Barnes going to the free throw line, one up, one in. 36-25. Second free throw and missed it. Rebound run down by Sism with the outlet pass to Miles Alexander. Alexander, top of the key, will bring it around to his right side. Throw it over to Gibbs. Gibbs makes a touchdown pass, tight catch. And he's fouled by Midget. So that'll be Reed's first. And Gibbs will shoot two. One up, none in. And here comes that big guy we were talking about. Number 50. Kingston Mills, second free throw is good. 37-25. 51 seconds left to go in the quarter. As shot by Barnes, no good. Rebound knocked out. It'll stay DeKalb ball. Mills catches it, puts it up, air ball. Cannon with the ball, basketball. Here's Alexander. Miles drives, sees Mills back out there, throws it over to Sism. Sism hits the front of the rim. Odom with the rebound for DeKalb. Slings it to Barnes. Barnes gets it to number 10, Anthony Moore. Moore, going to drive it in the paint. In the corner, Odom, block shot by Alexander. Miles retrieves it. Miles on the baseline. Miles in the baseline underneath. It goes to Franklin. Franklin lays it up and in. And the big guy says, let's just foul you. Kingston Mills with the foul, and Mills will go take a seat. There is no reason with a kid that tall that you don't develop him. And I saw him just a second ago, and he missed a easy putback way off the mark. As here's a shot up, and it's good. Just a two by number 11, Hartley Hannah. And at the buzzer, 39-27. We'll take a break. Come back with the fourth quarter.
Cannon Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury, or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
39-27 is the score. Cannon with an 8-point lead. They had a 15-point lead. It started at 2:47. Got the cab back in within striking distance. Here's a three, no good. Rebound over in the corner. Quarles with a three, got hit afterwards. And this time Cannon's got the rebound. Miles Alexander working against Quarles. Going to drive it in the lane, and he's fouled before the shot. Quarles got a piece of him. Alexander will inbound underneath his own basket. Triggered up to Gibbs. Wide open three. Got it! Gary and Gibbs, everybody's been waiting for him to heat up. And right there he did. Gibbs has got six. Number five, Barnes. Gets the return pass. Gibbs sticks his hand in there, gets it back. Sism's got it. Ethan bounces it over to Miles Alexander. Alexander gets hit by Moore. And we'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Free throw up, good. Points for Alexander, 43 for Cannon. Second free throw is nothing but net. Cannon County jumps out to a 17-point lead now. Odom inside to Summers, who's just checked back in the ballgame. Missed a tough shot. And Garrett gets the rebound. And that's going to be Taylor with the foul. Melson will check in for him. Alexander with the basketball. Miles brings it up. Comes off the screen from Sellers. Miles trying to shake away. Gives over in the corner for three. Nailed it. He found his rhythm. 47-27. Summers with it for DeKalb. Backs it up against Sism. Inside, little 10-footer. missed by Moore, and Cannon's got the board. Alexander with the basketball against Odom. One on one. Left side drops it down low. Garrett got it, popped it in. Nice movement of the basketball. Here's Barnes the other way. Drops it down. Shot up by Summers. Drops it in. Summers with 10. 49-29. Miles Alexander bounce pass Gibbs. Here we go for three. Oh, just missed it. But here's Sism. One pass too much. He got it to Sellers, and Sellers lost it out of bounds after the putback. Reed Midget will back in, come back in for DeKalb. Out goes number 33, Milson. Left side pass over to Odom. Here comes Moore in the lane, delivers it to Summers. Summers spinning around, nothing there. Baseline, number 11 overshoots the three-point line, and Moore brings it back, goes up, no, and Cannon's got the ball. Miles Alexander comes across half court. Alexander over in the corner, dropping it to Gibbs. Three on the way, he nailed it. So we know Gibbs can hit it from the baseline. He's got three of them so far. 2:33 left to go, and number 12, that's Midget having trouble, clears it out. Left side, that's Moore. Moore down to Odom. Odom lost it going in, but picked up by Barnes. Underneath Summers. Summers baseline, pulls up the jumper and scores it. 12 for JT, 52-31. And Alexander for three, and he's fouled. So Miles gets three free throws. And that is substitutions, I think. 10 probably fouled out. That's who they're saying fouled out. That's Moore. Gavin Frazier. We'll check in. Two for two for Miles, 54-31. Three for three, 55-31. Barnes. I said Banks twice on him. His name's Barnes. I got to read my own writing. Threw it away. Cannonball. Miles Alexander going to work on Odom. Faked him out of his shoes there. Odom says no. Let's see what we can do again. That time a pushing foul on Odom, and Odom is not happy. And a technical foul, I think, was called on the coach. Yep. They was trying to get a technical on Miles for showboating. Referee wasn't buying that. Odom was not happy when Miles reacted. Odom kind of looked at him and glared, and that's when the coach jumped up. Second technical called against DeKalb tonight. So Miles will get two shots for the technical free throws. Miles And these two middle schools mixing it up on the fan side. They remember that rivalry. Cannon boys are showing the score, 55-31, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that this middle school, this DeKalb middle school, could put on the bulletin board and chalkboard for the next time these two teams meet. 14 for Alexander. Cannon will get the ball back. And now, Sism, I guess Sism's going to shoot the technical free throws. Free throw, one clunked. That next meeting will be after the 1st of January, after New Year's, January the 2nd. Sism with the ball, Cannon County. Passed over to Corbin Andrews. Andrew Alexander leans it for a three. It's too hard. Rebound pulled down by Franklin. His put back no good. And that's Landry Mason. Possession belongs to Cannon. Inbound. Going over to Andrews. We got it to Sism for three. Hits the side of the rim and the rebound. And Landry Mason sets Reed Midget down with a minute 20 to go. 27-point lead for the Lions. Right side. Here's number 21. That would be Frazier. Shot up by Odom. No good. Rebound pulled down. And there's a three. For number 5, Elliot Barnes, with a minute left. Sism, pass to Andrew Alexander, double team, clears it, tries to clear it over, and a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to DeKalb. Here comes the big guy again. Mills, and they put Landry Mason on him. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound tipped, and Midget will put it in with 31 seconds left. Sism, 23 seconds. Andrew Alexander dropping it down over. Pass shot up, no. Rebound pulled down by Mason. Clear it over to Corbin Andrews, and they said double dribble. Long pass. Andrew misses the layup, but Ethan with the rebound. He's missed it. Andrew tries to put it back, won't go. And that's the end of the game. Cannon County 58. DeKalb County 36 here in Smithville. We want to thank everyone for listening to us. We also want to thank our sponsors. We'll be back Monday night right here on the radio side up in Cannon County Middle School as they've got two games back to back. We'll be there for both of them. We'll see you at 6 on Monday. Enjoy the music.